My name is BJ Kratz, and I'm the Southeast District Fishery Supervisor for the North Dakota Game and Fish. Well, we tried to get out and sample as many lakes as we could, considering the conditions out there. In general, I would expect a potential winter kill impact on upwards of 20% of my district lakes. And that stuff is difficult to discern until after, the snow melts and the ice begins to melt. And then of course the wind and waves will push fish up on shore, and that's how we really can tell what lakes are going to be the most impacted. Birds are a good example or a good indicator that there's probably some dead fish out there even before the ice goes off. If you see a lot of seagulls and whatnot out on the ice, that's indicative of, dead fish and whatnot. The lakes that have suffered winter kill, first we'll determine, how serious it was. You have various degrees of winter kill. Some are partial, some are significant, some are total. Certainly in the total winter kill lakes, we will restock those, lakes with whatever fish species happen to be in there prior to the winter kill. And a lot of these that we have winter kills in are more perch lakes. They tend to be a little shallower and certainly smaller in size. So the fish community is mainly, made up of perch. So we can get in with our trap and transport in the spring and get some brood fish in there, and hopefully those will, actually have a successful spawn as early as, this year. Water levels in general are down about 18 to 30 inches as I speak right now, which is ironically about the same level we were at a year ago. But we had a recharge in late May and June last year to bounce those lakes near full in a lot of situations. And I expect with the spring runoff and whatnot, we should be, nipping at the high water mark on a lot of these water bodies, just as we were. So we're going to be starting over again in some of these places with plenty of water. Fish populations in general are good, as I've said over the years. We have in 2022 we had 25 lakes in the district out of about 137 water bodies that I manage that are active right now. We had a walleye catch rate of over 10 per net night, which is a pretty good number of fish. That's usually kind of the standard for a good walleye lake, if we can get catches over 10. So we've got a lot of potential out there, particularly in the lakes that we've started, within the last 7, 8, 9 years. That Cleveland area is good. There's a lot of lakes over there that are blossoming, if you will. And some of our other, older fisheries, Craft Slough is a good example. There's a good age class of fish. We had some pretty good recruitment last year from our Young of the Year fish. As indicated by our fall reproduction surveys, we had good survival of our stocked walleyes and a lot of water bodies too. So fishing should be good. Northern pike, a lot of our lakes are sustained naturally. As most folks probably know now, we don't stock a lot of pike anymore. 2018, spring of 2019 was a good year for pike reproduction, and so we've got a lot of water bodies now where pike reproduced, where you have that 4-5 pound fish in. 2023 coming up here with the snow melt that we have and whatnot, we're going to have another good reproductive effort, I would suspect, by pike. So a lot of these fisheries that perhaps didn't see the boom of the 2019 year class will get a boost this year. So any place that you have of our lakes where you have major runoff that comes into a water body tends to be good pike lakes, because they can get reproduction, be successful in reproduction when you have running water. So Grass Lake is a good example down in Richland County and whatnot. And we have in our Lake Ashtabula, we've always got good pike numbers. Pipestem has great pike numbers. So there's a lot of options out there for pike, and there will be more in the future now with the promise of runoff this spring. Panfish, we've got a select few lakes. I'll start with the crappies, Jamestown Reservoir, as everybody knows. It did get hit pretty hard this winter. We had a creel survey out there. A lot of fish got caught, and a fairly amount of fish got harvested. But the population is still strong. I suspect that'll be the number one destination again for crappie fishermen. If you like bluegills, panfish, smaller impoundments, Brewer Lake, Dead Colt Creek, Those sorts of smaller, deeper impoundments have some pretty promise, a pretty good promise for that. If you like smallmouth bass, Ashtabula is a good place. Spiritwood Lake is a good lake for those. Largemouth bass, Heinrich Martin's got a pretty decent population. And these are just small, you know, small places. And as folks have probably used our website, they know that you can type in your fish species of choice and kind of follow the map, so to speak, to those destinations. We're going to try to get into Lake Ashtabula this spring, and that's kind of a big if right now with the water levels the way they are. They've pulled some water out, a little more water out of Ashtabula with anticipation of more coming in as usual, so it'll be a challenge to get our nets in where we typically net our pike. The purpose of that is just a kind of a pike assessment that we do every couple of years, and also to tag, you know, fish, those larger fish, 39 to 40 inches or so, which we did a couple years ago. Another thing we have is our creel survey. That's a kind of a continuance of the Jamestown creel survey that we did this winter. We'll be doing that this summer as well on that fisheries. Overall, fish populations are strong. You'll have to watch our website, and if folks see, you know, what they suspect might be evidence of a winter kill, be sure and give us a call. We'll try to keep our information up to date so anglers know not to waste their time on a particular water body if we suspect there has been a fish kill. One thing to keep in mind is to be patient with some of these fisheries that we did experience a winter kill. It's not a total loss. Some of these fisheries, you know, run their course in 5-6 years. You end up with perch, for example, you'll have a stunting that does occur after the perch reproduce so much. With potential winter kill on some of these, we can start fresh again and we'll have another boom cycle, and we'll expect some good perch fishing here in as little as 3 years. You know, you can get in a new system that's stocked with perch, you can have 10-inch perch in 3 years pretty easily.